thought, had he done so, had he been a major league player, he thought he would have been a manager sooner than 51 years old.
Yes.
And I thought that was interesting. Why do you think that he believes that? Because the experience would have made him more equipped to be a manager sooner, or he would have gotten the respect that he feels like he lacked until that point?
Well, just looking at Joe and his career, I would imagine it's the latter, not the former.
Right.
I don't think it has anything to do with what he would have learned or what he would have known, but I think it would have been the perception of him we always talk about
more
guys
accomplished.
Like this, but we talk about guys like, oh, that guy would make a great manager. Oh,
right,
wouldn't
right.
he be a great manager? We don't talk about it like, hey, you know that guy in the minors that just busted out? Boy, would he be a hell of a manager.
Right.
Because we, for whatever reason, believe that you need to play at the highest level to coach
Joe
at the
Girardi.
Highest level. And it's not
guys
true.
Guys like that. Mike Socha.
I mean, look at, like, there are plenty of examples of guys that didn't need to.
Not that many. And so last night at Sports Talk Live over at NBC Sports Chicago, Ozzie Guillen was holding court in the green room, which is a fascinating experience all its own. And I talked to him about this because I was like, Ozzie, what do you think about what we just discussed?
Yeah.
And he's like, and he named, you know, La Russa.
Oh, that's stupid.
That's who comes
Tony
to my
La Russa,
mind.
Tony La Russa. Jim Leland.
Yeah.
And Buck Showalter. And
yeah.
I think those were the three guys that he came to mind, but he definitely agreed. He agreed with Joe wholeheartedly.
Yes.
That had he been a major league player, that would have come sooner.
Right.
And it helped him have the respect when he became a manager for the first time with the White Sox. And he says guys like that go through it, and they have, that's one box you don't have to check. That's one question you don't have to answer. And
right.
I think that's true, but that seems kind of unfair.
Is it a prerequisite to be, you know, Bill Belichick played what? College football. He was really maybe a more accomplished. What was his sport?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, and he loves lacrosse. And
Matt Nagy is an Arena Football League veteran quarterback.
There's another example.
You know, a guy who played college football at Delaware.
Yes,
he did not have the background, the pedigree.
No.
that NFL quarterbacks have going to become head coaches. Sean Payton was a guy that played at Eastern Illinois, and he was the spare bear.
Yeah.
And look at what kind of head coach he became. In baseball, you have similar examples, but I thought it was interesting to hear Joe's acknowledgement of that and also feeling like that. I couldn't help myself. I mean, being at the sort of the same age in life where his career took off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And thinking up to that point, the waiting must have been excruciating.
I can't imagine.
The patience he must have had to have. And so you factor that into what,
right.
That's his perspective that he brings to
sure.
life and his job every day. So no wonder he appreciates every day, right?
And patience is the right word for it because, you know, anybody that's ever been in a business where they've had to work really hard to get ahead, you know that, you know, you see people that kind of fall by the wayside, that give up their opportunity because they've waited a long time and it's just not going to happen for them. And then it goes through your head, like, how do you know that it's not going to happen? And you know, listen, I got a young start as a sports writer, but it seemed like an excruciating wait to get, you know, my first good beat to move up through the ranks.
Oh, come on. Now, you started out of the Sun-Times.
Yeah.
You started out of the Sun-Times, Molly. You went from Loyola to the, and that was your first job, right?
I was working at the Sun-Times while at Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
I started answering phones in the sports department when I was a freshman at Loyola, and I started writing for the paper as a freshman, writing prep stuff. You know, I had my first byline at that age,
So your wait was sort of different. You were waiting for the next big beat to happen, but you were already at a major newspaper.
Well, I was, but I was also working preps. I wasn't officially
right.
a part of the paper, so I had to wait for that to happen, and then I had to actually do Agate for about 7 months, absolutely excruciating. Agate, in case people don't know, is the small type that is like the in the back of the newspaper with all the you know, the standings and all the box scores and stuff. And the worst part of that job by a mile is you had to sit there and wait for the box scores to come in. And yet then once you got the box scores, so like a game ends last night in the 10th inning, you're waiting for the box score to come through.
Yeah.
The box score finally comes in, and then you have to take that box score and update all of the player statistics. because it would be 3 o'clock in the morning before that came in. So you work all night.
Grunt
and
work.
Then at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, you got a math problem before you can go home. And if you made an error, and I know this from personal experience, if you made an error in somebody's batting average or something, there'd be 50 phone calls made to the paper before you got into work. And you'd be called in and yelled at, and you know, you'd catch a grief and you'd catch holy
He's
hell.
Fired.
And I gotta tell you, there
He's
was
fired.
A time where I came to despise baseball based on
because of that.
Based on having
so
to do a math
So you were ready,
problem
you were
at
waiting,
night.
You were patient.
I wanted
for
to
your
be a writer.
Day. Right, you
and
to be a writer.
I got a math issue I got to
But it's still,
work
okay,
out.
So you're talking to me. My perspective is that you were at the Sun-Times out
yes.
of college, all right?
Yes.
So,
in
you know,
college.
And I spent 11 years at the South Bend Tribune, and always thinking about
sure.
the next move, and life is what happens to you while you're busy making plans, right? So what happens is that
yeah.
just when you start to feel like you're content with everything that you've done and when I was the move shows up.
Right.
That's when the unexpected call comes to, hey, you want to work at the Chicago Tribune? Great, I'll be there tomorrow, you know? But that's what I think is fascinating about where Joe Maddon is.
I
because
totally agree with you.
He has accomplished so much as a major league manager, but he had to wait so long to get that opportunity. He appreciates it, and he cherishes this opportunity and this chance, even here being the oldest manager in baseball.
He could have quit 1,000 times over, and I'm sure it went through his head. And when he's talked about getting on the airplane and the woman next to him, and you know, you get to stages in your life where it's not happening for you, and you are frustrated. I'm sure you were frustrated waiting your turn.
You just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, you have to almost get to, but you never quit. You never stop having that idea.
No.
And then again, while you're doing what you're doing, you're becoming an expert at it without even realizing how good you're getting. And then when you get another opportunity, you know, it's crazy. I went in, the Bulls beat opened, I went in and applied for it. And I was laughed out of the office. And 2 years later, I got the job, the same job. And it was, it just took people more time to get on board with what your
with
plan
idea,
was and
right.
that idea. And, yeah. and you know, I mean, I'm sure I was maybe in over my head the first time around, but I have no doubt I would have
you
done
a fine job.
You might
have been in over your head the second time around.
You might still
be in over your head.
Thanks very much. I'm not denying it, but I'm saying that doesn't mean that I couldn't fake my way through it and I couldn't do a good enough job.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. It's weird. You know, you've done this too. It's weird to go from, you know, we're in radio now, which is a connected industry to the sports writing world, but it's a totally different industry, and there are little things that you have to learn that are like punctuation and like you know, writing. There are rules.
We are writers on the radio. Okay?
Yes,
and we are trained writers.
Right.
We are not trained.
And people
what's the right word?
People will resent that you have kind of entered a different world.
Oh, without a doubt. And people will notice that we're not.
They
will not find that surprising that we're not trained in radio.
Well, I'm trained in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And you're peeved that there are people working here that aren't.
Totally fumed.
He is. The guy, I mean, if you knew what was really going on behind the scenes with Kevin.
Well, he's the one who said to me that you might, you know, over your head. That was his, you know, he was talking in my ear.
He says
quit
over
snitching.
His keys.
check me out, man.
I love listening to Joe talk about stuff like that. I love when Joe...
He was asked about the spin move against Joe West, and he brings up playing quarterback for Lafayette back in 1974 in his first start, and
it's
finding
great.
The receiver down the sideline. You know, those are the things that, again, they don't amount to much, and nobody cares if the Cubs were in last place, that Joe Maddon is fascinating behind the microphone. But you know what? When they are in first place and they are good, and he's averaged 95 victories a year in four seasons, it helps a heck of a lot.
Yeah, but
he's fascinating behind the microphone.
I mean, he did not play, but he put in all that time. And you know, Ozzie is a great example because Ozzie had a very long career, but Ozzie went through a lot to get to his first managerial job, and he worked and he stayed in baseball and he was a baseball lifer. One of the problems that we see in professional sports nowadays is that the money has gone up so much that it's really not worth it for the players to become coaches in a lot of cases. They've made too much money. They don't need the income, the pittance you get as an assistant learning your craft, because you have enough money that you're comfortable and you can, if you are wise about it, you can get yourself into old age with that money. You know, Peyton Manning, we talked to Dan Pompey about. Everybody would love to have Peyton come in and be a guy calling shots or a guy.
Why would you want to watch that much film?
Why would you? Why would he want to do
that? For $3 million a year.
Unless he's a complete maniac and he wants to do it because that's what drives him and what he loves. But he doesn't have to. He still gets his commercials and still can do all the things that he was doing before in terms of earning money and then having all the money he made. It's difficult to find gigs where you, in professional sports nowadays, where you're not, you know, think about all the ex-NBA players that are coaches. Now, go back, project forward, and think about all the guys that have gotten paid that, really, there's guys making big coin that really, they've got generational wealth and they can't really play. So some of the, like Phil Jackson was a, you know, a very broad-shouldered sixth man kind of.
How about the head coach of the NBA champion Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse?
Great. There you go. It's a great example.
Not exactly an NBA all-star.
No. But, again, you know, will guys like that in this day and age, will they be there in 10, 20 years looking for jobs, or how will that work out? So I think Joe made a great point. It was really fun. All right. Very good.
Transition next.
Yes, transition is next. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Ozzie Guillen, World Series winning manager, talking Chicago baseball every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. with Mully and Haw.
John Lester.
This guy is amazing. What he does every outing, I love it. I love him to see him pitch because he's old school guy.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw, Thursdays at 7 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Brought to you by Gillette Skin Guard, designed to stop shaving irritation.
Red Stripe will be cruising the shoreline and crossing the country this summer in their Good Vibes van. Red Stripe is a full-bodied, light gold amber lager, and every bottle is imported all the way from Jamaica in the heart of the Caribbean. It's the beer in the little stubby bottle from an island with big spirit. Enjoy an ice-cold Red Stripe this summer and feel the good vibes. Visit redstripebeer.com/van or your local Red Stripe retailer for details on tracking the Good Vibes van and for chances to win Red Stripe gear. So look out for the Red Stripe Good Vibes van all around the Chicagoland area this summer to feel the good vibes and win Red Stripe gear. Visit redstripebeer.com/van or Red Stripe retailer for details. Please enjoy Red Stripe responsibly. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 to enter. Void where prohibited. See full rules for details. Copyright 2019 Red Stripe Lager. Imported by Red Stripe Company, White Plains, New York.
When you became a truck driver, didn't you expect more freedom? No boss over your shoulder, the open road, it all sounded so promising. Instead, you still have someone telling you what to do and where to go. Where's that freedom? You can do better. Become an owner-operator and lease your business on with Schneider. With Schneider's Choice Lease, you pick your own loads and manage your business. Plus, take advantage of our limited-time lease-on bonus. Owner-operators who lease with Schneider get it. Visit SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
The decision to put hardwoods on your floor actually isn't all that hard because the Home Depot has Bruce Plano Marsh Oak Solid Hardwood Flooring at a new low price of just $289 a square foot. It was $379. Your floors will give you the great look you want now and a boosted resale value later when it's time to sell your home. Today is the day for doing and for adding value with Bruce Plano Hardwood Flooring for just $289 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through August 4th.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We love talking to Dan Plesac.
Have you reached a point yet with Yu Darvish where you've exhaled from a Cubs perspective and your thoughts for the most part on where the Cubs pitching staff has been halfway through this season?
It's not been as good as we have expected, but with that said, it is what is going to get them to the end of the rope and the end of the line. They're going to win the Central. Dan, the Brewers, pound for pound, their lineup is as good, maybe a little bit better than the Cubs, but the Brewers put too much pressure on their bullpen. I get it. They want to get Josh Hader involved, but the bottom line is they have one pitcher in Zach Davies right now that they can really rely on. But when I watch the Cubs, it almost seems like at times, I don't know how to phrase this without it sounding stupid, but it almost seems like they get bored.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
On August 5th, join 670 The Score for the McNeil and Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club.
Oh, he got all of that one.
Enjoy.